Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What do you have to do at 2:05?
I have a show in Athens, Georgia. It's like an hour and a half drive from Atlanta.
Oh, I see.
And traffic is horrible here. So I just want to make sure.
So you want to be safe. I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you said Athens, I immediately went, Greece. But then I was like, don't say it. Don't say it. And you very quickly said Georgia. And I was like, yes. Because I knew it was Georgia, but I just needed to say Greece.
I have to get on a boat to Greece.
Oh, no. Real quick, Sashir, I'm having a midlife crisis. We'll talk about it later.
Oh. And you're... You seem excited about it.
Talked about it in therapy, and she was like, Nicole, what?
Are you buying a boat?
What?
Are you buying a boat?
No.
Oh, okay.
But maybe. Oh. I did tell her I wanted to buy some, like, big, heavy fucking items, and she was like, why? Let's just walk back. And I was like, okay.
I've been telling you to buy a boat for years, so.
I know. Honestly, I think next year I might see if there's like a boat share thing I can do. Because that's don't think I need the financial responsibility of having just a boat because like sure. I need to clean it and stuff. Well, I guess we should start this episode. Sashir!
Nicole!
Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. How are you today?
What a wholesome next part of that song. Because they're like, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex be so good, say blah, blah, blah.
Work it. I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? No, is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
Let me work it. Up on my thing, down, flip it, and reverse it. Is your frippin' nippers in yonder, Bertie?
Did we ever find out what that meant?
I believe it's something? I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it, reversed.
Oh, that's great.
I gotta say, Missy Elliott is an innovator, one of a kind, and I love her so. I would like to meet her, only to say those things to her, and then just be like, I know you've heard it from other people, but like, whatever.
But I'm sure people love hearing love receiving their flowers.
I think so, and I always do it in a way that makes me memorable. I always think like when I compliment someone, they go home and like when they lay their head down, they're like, boy, that girl was weird. She said nice things in the strangest way possible.
Can you give an example?
When I met, oh my God, she's on Hacks and she is Jean Smart. When I met Jean Smart, it was at the premiere party for the second season. I asked Carl, who's on the show, who plays her tall, he's the tall assistant. I was like, Carl, can you please introduce me to her? And he was like, sure. So then I walked up to her and I said, hello, Jean Smart, how are you? She was like, good. And I was like, a quick question. Do you ever like put your head down on your pillow and go, wow, I'm having a beautiful renaissance in my career that's fully deserved because I'm so talented. And she was like, no. No, I'm never thinking about the renaissance of my career. And then she laughed really hard and she was like, you are adorable. And I was like, I know, for an adult being this adorable is a burden. And then she laughed again and I was like, we're friends.
No, that's great.
And then I think we cheersed and then I was like, I'll leave you be. And she was like, okay. But yeah, you know, you just gotta be authentically yourself at all times.
And you are, girl. You are.
Sometimes it's exhausting, Sashir. being so cute and weird all the time.
She's so quirky.
She's too quirky. But when sometimes people on the internet will be like, I love Nicole Byron, how weird she is. And I'm like, I feel like we could use a different word. Like, weird sounds like an attack.
She's such a freak.
She's a fucking weirdo freak. Which is not like exactly what I'm trying to serve, you know?
I think they mean weird in a good way.
I think they do too.
Yeah. You're being authentically you, and that's helping other people do that too.
Yeah. 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 I'm authentically me.
Yeah. Me? I'm somebody else.
No, you're not, Sashir. You are authentically you as well.
I'm never me.
You're always you. Always you. In big groups, everyone will be laughing and having a good time, and you'll be stoic waiting to go home. And that's authentically you.
That's me at my core. Can't
that's
help it.
You. I love it. It is one of my favorite things about you, that you are so good at dipping into a party or a good time and then either checking out physically or mentally. And because I've been to parties with you where you check out mentally, your physical body is still there and you're having a good time, but like you are not at that party.
I'm gone. I'm in bed already.
It's great. It's delightful. Like, I love it. You put on sunglasses and you go, not my problem. This is not my party. This is not, I'm nowhere to be found. And I'm like, you're just wearing sunglasses. We can all see you. And you're like, my soul and heart can't see you. I'm not here.
Yes, I think at the party I think that you're referencing, I switched sunglasses like 3 times. I had different wardrobe changes for sunglasses, but I was like, no matter what, you would not see me.
For a party you were not in attendance at. And it's a very hard thing to explain. I'm happy you get it. But you were not there at that party. You were like, your physical body was there. You were talking, you were doing things, we were hanging, you'd fade in and out. But it was like, it was as if you were a ghost. Like truly floating around. People would ask you questions and you'd be like, not my department. And I was like, not your department. You had my favorite responses. At one point, you were like, you're coloring books. And I was like, what? You're asking people to leave with you? It was very funny.
I guess I was like a party ghost. I was like, yeah, if you want, here are some coloring books. Mm-hmm. If you want, hula hoops are over here. I'll be over there.
It was very funny. And then the food situation, I was like, time for me to leave. So then I ate some mushroom chocolate and I was right there with you. Just floating around above the party being like, I'm not here.
We're not here anymore. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I was actually at a birthday party this week and I saw someone who I haven't seen since before the pandemic. And I was like, I wanted to leave 10 minutes ago. So I'm not going to talk to this person. I saw them from across the room and I was like, oh, damn, I haven't seen this in so long. Mm-hmm. But I already decided this conversation I'm currently having is the last conversation I'm having at this party.
I mean, I really like that about you.
Thanks.
Just get out. Get out.
Yeah.
I've been bad about going to parties. People keep saying you do this and I don't mind it because you remind me. Or like, I don't know, I'll like put it in my calendar. I don't know. But like people keep sending me like little screenshots of like invitations. And I'm like, and how do you think that's going to get anywhere? You texted me a picture of a time and a location. How do you, I now have to do work to put it in a calendar or remember it. Send me an e-vite like we are the almost 40-year-olds we are.
This is true.
Let the robots in my computer put it in my calendar.
E-vites are great. Yeah, they automatically put it in your calendar.
Yes.
They'll send you a reminder.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I did for my birthday party. But the only thing was, there was like a chunk of people that I forgot about. Because I'm not like syncing Evites up to my contacts. That's insanity. I don't want Evite to hack my phone. I don't know. I don't know what I thought Evite was going to do with my contacts. But yeah, it's hard to remember all the people that you want to come to a thing.
I put together a list of people that I invited to one of my birthday parties and then have been adding and subtracting.
Oh.
I just keep it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So just have a running list.
Wild.
A living document.
A living document, if you will. I love that.
Yeah.
A living, growing document that takes over you when you sleep. I'm kidding.
And I've categorized it, too, and been like, these are friends from Woke. These are friends from Homec. These are friends from UCB. These are friends from roller skating, or whatever the thing is. It's just so I, like, mentally know.
Which group am I in?
You're actually just at the top. You're actually not even out of a category. It's just Nicole Byer and like other people.
What a dream. That's my favorite thing, that your friend group is called Nicole Byer and other people. I take it. I accept it. I love it. Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
We've been apart before. Both of us have been working a lot, so we haven't been spending as much time together, which breaks my heart into 8 billion pieces. But when you go to Atlanta to film, I'm worried they're not going to give you a schedule in time enough to let me know the days you are free so I can get on an airplane and fly to you.
I hope they give us. Yeah, I have no idea what their scheduling's like. I've been on shows where they've given you the whole season schedule and you know exactly when you're off. And I've been on shows where you don't know until that week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the show is yet. So hopefully it's the former.
I hope. And it's fine to have moving pieces, but I need to know a chunky time that I can see my friend.
Yeah, we'll find a good chunky time.
And I want to go to Atlanta and I want to see the strippers.
Mommy, I want to see the strippers.
Mommy, bring me to a strip club to see the strippers. I'd like to see one of the oldest ones, please, Mommy.
You have been to Magic City, yes?
No, that's the thing. I have not experienced Atlanta's fine strip establishments yet.
Yeah, we gotta go.
And I'd really like to go.
Oh, it's gonna be so fun.
Also, I invited myself. Is that okay if I come see you?
I want you to come see me. Yes.
Okay, good. I needed to hear that. Sometimes I'm insecure about love.
Okay. This is good to know. Yes, Nicole, I would love, love, love for you to come and stay.
Thank you.
For a good meaty chunk of time.
Now it's on a recorded line and you can't take it back.
I'll sue.
I'll sue you. What a funny court case that would be. There is a Spanish judge. I have no idea what she's saying, but they'll have the translations. And I can't remember her name, but she's hilarious. Uh-huh. There was a case where this woman was like, hello. And she was like, hola. And she was like, hello. And she's like, no, we only speak Spanish here. And wouldn't let the girl speak in English because it was, I guess it was in Mexico or something. But she was like, no, we speak Spanish here. You're a Spanish person. You speak Spanish, so let's speak our what we speak. Yeah. And it was just, she's so funny. And all of the cases are so dramatic.
Oh, yeah. Wait, there was one, I'm trying to remember what it was. It was so crazy. A woman hired her housekeeper? How are they really? Hired someone to sleep with her husband.
They like met in the street or something.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, this woman hired a trans woman to sleep with her husband and then walked in on them while they were having sex, and the husband had died while...
So the trans person was inside the husband,
yes.
Right? Or no, it was the other way around.
No, no. The trans woman was inside her husband while he died. His orifice seized up and they couldn't get her off of him. And her genitalia was, she was like, it broke. She was like, he broke it. It's broken. And And it just kept getting wilder and wilder and wilder. And then there was like people who were friends with the woman who had a bent broke thing. And then her ex-boyfriend was there being like, she's not good. She's not great. And I was like, you just came to be a hater.
Yeah.
And then the woman who hired her was like, I didn't know that they were going to have sex. And the judge is like, but you hired a woman, a working girl, and you didn't think she was going to have sex with your husband. And then the working girl was just like, yeah, that's exactly what she knew what I did. Everybody knows what I do. It's like a good 15, 20 minutes long, and it is delicious. Juicy.
Juicy.
Truly a treat. I saw a clip on Instagram and I was like, yeah, I love this. I think I sent it to you and Mateo. Mateo was like, this is good. And then you found the full length feature on YouTube.
I did. Oh. I was like, I gotta figure out what happens in the story.
Oh, it's so good. I'm like, make it a TV show.
I mean, real life drama with like people is like so much more entertaining than,
yeah.
I mean, it's like as entertaining as what is being written, but like, I don't know, some of the stuff you find on Jerry Springer or Ricky Lake is like, they did what with it?
Yeah. And growing up, I loved Ricky Lake. Mm-hmm. I loved Jenny Jones. I mean, there was that murder on Jenny Jones.
I do not know this.
So this man came out as gay and professed his love to his friend. And then his friend, right, after the show ended, murdered his friend.
I do remember this now, yeah.
Which is crazy. Yeah. That's wild.
So it's like, now you're a murderer? God.
Yeah. And it's like, they just said they liked you. You could have just ended the friendship. I mean, he did end the friendship, but in a way that was not reversible.
Not necessary.
And kind of rude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think real life drama is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen much of Love is Blind yet, but did you see the clip of the man putting fake tears in?
No, I did not.
So he's like, hang on 1 second. And they're like, okay. And then he like puts eye drops in and then like starts blinking. And he's like, is it okay that I did that? And they're like, yeah, if your eyes aren't like hurt or whatever, sure. And then he's like, I just, and then was saying whatever. And then he's like, hold on. And then does it again. And his fake crying. It's real. And was it in a
confessional?
Yes.
That's so funny.
For whatever reason, this man thought that they were going to cut that part out.
They're like, sorry, we don't stop filming.
Yeah,
and we're going to air you whatever
forever.
We want.
Ever. We will make you look terrible. But it's like, I don't think he needed anyone to make him look terrible.
No, that's just who that person is.
Yeah. Here's my real issue with Love is Blind. Okay. Everyone is traditionally pretty. I want to see some interesting looking people. Like, why aren't there fat people on Love is Blind?
That's a good point, because it is supposed to be like, looks don't matter, and yet everyone is TV pretty.
Yes. I want to see someone with two teeth. I want to see, you know, not that having two teeth doesn't make you beautiful, but it makes you different because, you know.
I guess I've also, yeah, I've never seen anyone be like, oh. Well, I guess, I mean, there was the Deep and Shake situation where he was like, I'm not attracted to her, which didn't
that
make sense.
That literally did not compute. She was she's a person still. She's very beautiful.
So beautiful.
And it was so weird. Every single confessional he had, he was like, I like her as a person, but I'm not sexually attracted to her. Yeah. She's like a sister. It was like, then tell her. Why are we stringing her along?
I know.
But I want to see a reveal where someone is like, no, I don't know. Like, because it does matter. Love is not blind.
Yeah. Where they actually have to struggle and like, work their shit out. And like,
yes.
Well, I did fall in love with their personality. Is that enough?
Yeah.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Have I ever talked to you about one of my favorite reality shows called More to Love?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I have talked about this. Kimmy's nodding her head.
Jordan, maybe you can confirm. I think we've talked about More to Love on the show. Doesn't mean you can't talk about it again, but I do think we've talked about it.
Well, I don't want to be redundant, but it was a bunch of fat women who were competing to love this man who looked like a baked potato. And they were all fat and they put their weights at the bottom of the screen.
Oh my God.
And they'd be like, this is my last chance at love because I'm too fat. And it was a sad, sad, sad show, but I loved it. Fox had a beautiful run of the most horrific shows known to me.
Oh, they really, really did.
Who Wants to Marry Prince Harry? Where they gaslit these women into thinking that this, like, I don't know, Costco brand man was Prince Harry.
That was very
and then
funny.
Women would be like, I don't think that's him. And they'd be like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Like,
that's really funny.
It's wild. And then Joe Millionaire.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they recently do a Joe Millionaire? I feel like they tried to bring that back in some way, but I can't remember how.
Did they? Kimmy, will you look up if they rebooted Joe Millionaire? Because it's a great concept. This man has so much money. Compete to love him. So sorry. He's a construction worker. He ain't got no money. You still love? That's the first time I saw a blowjob on TV.
Yes.
Because they went into the woods. And then the subtitle said, slurp, slurp.
Awful. I can't believe that happened. I mean, I can believe the event happened. I can't believe they captioned it like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. They rebooted it.
Joe
what year is this?
For richer or poorer.
It says 20 women date two men, one rich and one with little material wealth, not knowing who is who.
I love it. Two of them. Yeah, I feel like this is like it came out recently.
I'm in. I'm in. I am in. Imagine like going to your room at night being like, which one's the poor one? It's probably the one who's nicer to me.
Have you guys watched Fuckboy Island?
Yeah. I have. It's fun.
Yeah.
I really love the boys who are just like, yeah, man, I'm one of the fuckboys. I don't give a shit about women or their feelings. Fuck them. I'm here to fucking lick titties and go home. It's truly, really funny. Did the second season come out yet?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But it's funny.
It's very funny. I just... The group of human beings who are meant to be on reality TV who find themselves to reality TV are incredible.
Yeah.
It's just perfect. I started watching Bling Empire. I think that's what it's called on Netflix, where it's a bunch of wealthy Asians. The wealth that they have surpasses anything I've ever seen on Real Housewives.
Oh, wow.
It is real wealthy people. Like,
yeah.
One lady was like, well, we're in Fashion Week, but we have to go to a party. I guess we'll get the jet ready and I'll get all packed up. And it was like, what? You guess you'll get the jet ready? What on earth? It is a wild show. They go ring shopping and then they bring out these like boulders and they're like, should we, you know, put this boulder on a band? And they're like, mm-hmm, yeah. It's wild.
Whoa. And where do they get their money from?
Some of them are old money. I think a lot of them are old money or married these decrepit old white men for money.
Great.
One of them is married to the oldest white man I've ever seen in my whole life. He's almost see-through. He's like a tissue paper. No offense to white people, but sometimes it happens when you get old.
It is amazing. Like, I guess that'll just never end. Like, some people fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was an old, rich person.
Mm-hmm.
And this young hot thing wanted to marry me, I would be a little suspicious. Like, wouldn't you be like, does this person really love me for me? Or do you not care at that point? You're just like, well, they're hot.
I think you get to like 80 years old and you're like, I don't know. If this young lady wants to suck my dick with my nasty old balls hitting my knees, I'm in.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, when I get to be old and nasty, and my titties are, well, I guess they're small, so they're not going to hit, like, my knees. But, like, you know, I get wrinkled. I'm not really going to wrinkle because I'm black. You know, I'm just, like, my mobility, you know, suffers a little because right now my knee hurts a little bit. Okay. So, you think, yeah, when I'm limping around from my knee, my joints, yeah, give me a young, supple man to be with me.
Yeah.
To suck on my titties.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Wouldn't you want a young, hot thing to suck up on your titties when you're old?
Yes, I would.
See?
I
would like
that. Yeah.
That's good. What everybody wants. Yeah, it's like either that or do you want to look at another 100-year-old body being like, I love you? It's like, ugh. Do you? I'm kidding. Maybe that is the dream. Maybe the dream is to grow old with somebody.
I think all are good dreams.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. The thought of like being old with someone is crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. My grandparents were married for like 50 years.
Yeah.
That's such a fucking long time.
It's a really long time.
To look at the same fucking person every goddamn day.
Yeah.
For 50 years.
Yeah. And it's like, I'll see these interviews where people are like, what's the secret to your marriage? And they've been married for like, you know, 50, 60, 70 years. And they're just like, let the wife do whatever she wants. Or like, never go to bed angry. And I'm like, there has to be more. That's it?
Nope, that's it. I always say yes to her and we never go to bed angry. I think the secret to a lot of marriages and companionships is just accepting that you're going to have a lot of differences of opinion because you're going to be together a lot. And just literally picking your battles and saying, okay, a lot to things that like, you know, are wrong, but like don't matter in the grand scheme of things.
That's really good, Nicole.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning a lot about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't got to fight with everybody. If someone says the sky is orange at sunset, parts of it are. So you just go, okay,
Yeah.
But it's 3 p.m. right now. It's not fucking orange. And I can just say that to myself.
Yeah. It could be an inside thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like working with people on a set. Like people will say things and you're like, all right. That's. There was something that happened. I was like, yeah, above my pay grade. Yeah, sure. Let's do it that way. I don't care.
Yeah, truly. It doesn't bother me either way.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when they go, oh, that doesn't work, let's do it this way. And you're like, yeah, man, that's what I was trying to say before. But you don't say I told you so. You just go, oh, that's good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one likes an I told you so.
Nobody likes an I told you so, except for the person saying, I told you so.
Yes.
Because that's their time. They're like, I'm so smart.
Yeah. I'm back in better than ever.
People do love saying, I told you so to me.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Do I do that?
No.
Yay.
No. Not with your mouth. Sometimes you'll get a twinkle in your eye after I'm like this. And you're like, And then you'll change the subject and I'll be like, yes, she's acknowledging that she is something she's already told me. And it's all good. It's honestly a treat because it never makes me feel bad. I just know what's happening.
Okay.
I may seem vacant in the brain, but I understand nuances sometimes. But most of the time, broad strokes are for me. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada and, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh, my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
Should we do a holiday quiz? Because it's close to Christmas.
That's a really good idea.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I'll try not to have any more twinkles in my eye.
You can't help it. It's fine.
I really can't. I don't have
No, it's face. Fun. It's very fun that you don't. I like it, and I would never ask you to change who you are.
Hey, thanks.
I can't change who I am.
Mm-mm.
It would be too hard. Okay. Order some international Starbucks holiday drink. We'll tell you where in the world. I can't read.
Order
today.
Some international Starbucks holiday drinks and we'll reveal where in the world you should live.
Eat your way through a dessert and we'll tell you which Christmas Bath and Body Works scent you are.
That's funny. Plan a Christmas party and we'll guess if you're an introvert, extrovert, or ambivert. I mean, that seems...
Let's do that one.
On topic?
It does. I wonder if I'm gonna have to go to Christmas parties soon.
Ooh, yes. I'm gonna plan one soon. And I guess
you
are?
No, it's a drink party.
Yeah, it's a holiday drink party.
And do I have to bring a drink, slosh it around in my car?
I haven't decided yet. Yeah, I think some people should bring drinks, but I don't expect everyone to bring a drink. So I don't know yet.
You could have four or five people come over and help make drink.
Yeah. And everyone just comes and brings like little snackies.
Mm-hmm. Will this be inside and outside or just inside?
I have to figure out how many people I'm inviting. I think of it, like, I want the end of the night to be like inside and cozy.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it could start outside.
You might have to get heat lamps.
Okay, that I don't want to do. So maybe. Because
maybe it's going to be chilly.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm, maybe it'll just be a small inside gathering.
Who will be invited?
I got my list. I'll check it twice.
I started the quiz.
Oh, I thought you were asking who will be invited to the party. Yes.
No. It'll be my list. And I'm checking it twice. Okay, Santa. Honestly, I think it's really petty of Santa to make a list and then check it twice. It's like, okay, so maybe you give a naughty kid a gift. Like, who fucking cares? Like, let the naughty kid have a fucking gift. Maybe they're not naughty. Maybe they're neurodivergent and like people don't realize it. And they say he's naughty, but he's not.
Oh, Nicole, did you sometimes not get gifts from Santa? Sounds real personal.
It does sound very personal.
Maybe they haven't been diagnosed with ADHD yet. Maybe they just want a chance to be a good person, but no one can see their potential yet.
No, I always got gifts from Santa. But my mother sometimes would be like, you are very poorly behaved, so you can't have this thing. And I'd be like, but please, I couldn't help it. Who will be invited?
Just immediate family.
Friends only.
Friends and immediate family.
Just my quarantine bubble.
Party for one.
Everyone I know. I mean, in my home in California, probably friends only. Because I only have two family members here. No, I guess I'd invite them. So, friends and immediate family.
I would say, I'm going to say friends and immediate family. I have family in Cali. Pick a Christmas movie.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Reindeer. Elf.
A Charlie Brown Christmas.
The Grinch.
Home Alone to me is not a Christmas movie.
Why is it not a Christmas movie to you?
Because to me, it's not Christmas. I know it's set at Christmas. But it's not about Christmas. It's about a boy left at home during Christmas.
That kind of feels like like the same thing. It's like he wouldn't have been left home unless it was for like the whole family leaving for Christmas. And it was a big deal if he was home alone because, yeah.
Or Easter.
But the city isn't shut down like that.
Or vacation. I'm just saying.
Because it wasn't only his family leaving. He couldn't, like, everything was closed. Like, it's different when it's Christmas.
Okay.
This story could not have happened unless it was Christmas.
Things are closed Thanksgiving Day.
But just that day.
Things are closed on President's Day.
You think anyone wants to see a movie set on President's
Day? This is going to happen during President's Day. The house decorated with our dead presidents.
He's like, he has a cardboard cutout of George Washington that he's just moving back and forth in the window.
Uh-huh.
All right, Home Alone.
A Christmas Carol. I usually would pick Home Alone because I love Home Alone, but since I don't consider it a Christmas movie, what?
Oh, just that after all that ranting, you were like, I would pick Home Alone. And I'm like,
it's not a Christmas movie, so I can't pick it. So I pick Elf.
Okay, got it. I'm going to pick a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Okay.
Ooh, choose a festive drink to serve.
Hot buttered rum.
Hot chocolate.
Eggnog.
Mulled wine.
Peppermint mocha.
Pumpkin spice latte.
For Christmas?
Yeah, it seems like too late.
Mm-hmm. I've never had a hot buttered rum, but that seems good. I'm going to taste that.
I'm going to get that classic hot chocolate mm-hmm. that's overflowing with marshmallows.
Mm. Are you happy mm-hmm. about that? Mm-hmm.
No, I don't need that many marshmallows.
Okay, good to know.
I actually don't even really need marshmallows. I just want the hot chocolate.
Not nary a marshmallow?
No need. I'm a purist.
Wow. I think marshmallows are just like a nice little treat on top.
They can be.
Okay. Choose some decorations.
A Christmas wreath.
Inflatable Santa.
A ton of outdoor Christmas lights.
Ornaments.
String lights.
Nativity scene. I'm not dusting up my door with a Christmas wreath. A ton of outdoor lights. My house is beautiful.
What are the lights underneath the outdoor lights?
String lights.
Maybe I do string lights. Those are pretty.
I think I'm also going to do string lights.
Yeah. They're dainty.
Pretty.
Not too much.
Elegant.
Festive.
Choose a festive activity.
Wrap Christmas presents.
Ugh, go Christmas caroling. Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm. Does anyone even do that anymore?
No.
I feel like it stinks.
Wait, Jordan's nodding her head.
Do you do that?
I haven't done it like super recent, but yes, I have done it.
Aw, is it welcome? Are people like, oh, thank goodness the carolers are here.
Has anyone ever screamed at you?
No, I have had people like out the window, like really angry. They're like, move on, go to the next house.
That's so funny. I feel like I would be like, I'm a Grinch, please leave. But I would let you finish your song and then complain about you after you left.
Mm-hmm. Decorate a gingerbread house.
Make homemade Christmas stockings.
Bake some Christmas cookies.
Decorate the Christmas tree. I'm making cookies, baby.
I do get some satisfaction with wrapping Christmas presents.
Who knew?
I like clean lines. I like nice folds. Yeah, my man had to wrap something recently and I was like, give me that. You're not gonna do it right. And so I wrapped it for him. Had nothing to do with me, but I was like, I just like making it neat and tidy.
That's very funny. I love that so much. You are my mother. My mother loved wrapping gifts.
Mm. Yeah, there's something satisfying about it.
Loved. And her, like, people would receive gifts from my mom and be like, oh, wow, because they were so crisp. Crispy lines. You couldn't even see where to open it. That's how crispy those lines were.
So crisp.
Crisp. Okay.
Which Christmas song will you have on repeat?
Want for Christmas is you by Mariah Carey.
Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
Last Christmas by Wham.
Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
Little Drummer Boy by Harry Simone Churkles.
Simeon? Simone? I say that. I don't know.
Harry Simeon Churkles.
It's definitely not Churkles. Corral?
Oh, it's Corral. Harry Simon? Harry Simon Chorkle? Why do I keep saying Chorkle?
Yeah, you're adding letters that aren't there.
Huh. Charkle. Simeone.
Simeone.
Whoa. Simeone. Simeone. Okay. And then Chorkle.
Harry Simon. So Harry Simeone. Simeone. Chorkle. I would... and then I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. I think I got that wrong. By the Jackson 5.
Yeah. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. When I was little, I was like, I can't believe those kids had to go through that. Like, I don't know if I could recover if I saw my mother kissing Santa. And then, you know,
that
grew
is
up
a
and,
lot.
It is. But then I grew up and was like, oh, that was their dad.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. But it is like, they didn't know that. They were kids.
They sure didn't. They were children.
So you're just like, wait. So not only did I watch my mom cheat on my father.
But it was with a man who brings me presents. I'm torn.
How do I feel about this?
Yeah. Like,
do I even want these presents?
Do I want them? I mean, yeah. But like, do I want them under the guise of like, my mom is cheating on my daddy? Yeah.
And does my dad know? Like, is this
do I tell him?
Is it an open arrangement?
If I tell him, do the presents go back? My whole thing is, I need to keep my fucking presents.
Mm-hmm. But then you have the secret that you're sitting on for years.
Wild. Okay, truly, what a dream. I'm having trouble. I want to do All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. And I also want Last Christmas. And I also want Santa Baby. And I also want I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. I love them all.
That is hard. I mean, I can't really compete with All I Want for Christmas Is You. Like, it just is. It is Christmas.
Yeah, I think I have to go with that, too. It is Christmas. What is this quiz?
Oh, if you're a party introvert, extrovert.
Oh, introvert. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. It's got parties. Did you see that post? Like, Mariah Carey posted a countdown to Christmas time, and it skipped Thanksgiving. And Martha Stewart was like, we are not ignoring Thanksgiving just because you want to.
My favorite thing about Martha Stewart is she lives her own life until someone says something she doesn't like. And then she publicly is like, hey, I don't like this. No.
No. Don't forget the holiday.
I mean, Thanksgiving is a holiday. It's for the food. Martha Stewart.
What about your cornucopia?
I haven't thought about a cornucopia in years this year. I might have to get me a cornucopia. I might have to ride on down to Gelson's and get me a cornucopia.
Get yourself a cornucopia.
Oh, my God. I just saw this interview with Martha Stewart. This has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. But they were like, Martha, you're single. Are you looking to, like, mingle? She was like, I saw a man the other day. He said he knew me. I did not know him. And he would have been a nice man to date. And they're like, so are you going to try it? She's like, no, my life is way happier not having to make coffee for somebody else in the morning. And I was like, Martha!
Ooh, all right.
She's funny.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
What's for dinner?
Burgers and fries.
For a party? A traditional Christmas dinner.
Pizza.
Just Christmas cookies. Come to dinner. Just eat these cookies.
Oh, no. Breakfast for dinner.
Chinese takeout.
I like Chinese takeout.
Hmm?
I like the idea of Chinese takeout.
Me too. I also like breakfast for dinner because my mom used to do that for me and my sister around Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
She'd be like, dinner time, pancakes. And we'd be like, at night.
Something different.
That's crazy.
That's cute.
I'm going to say breakfast for dinner because it reminds me of my mama.
Yeah. I'm going to say Chinese takeout. Got room for dessert?
More Christmas cookies. Imagine going to a party where dinner was cookies and dessert was more cookies.
Oh, no.
I would be like, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah. A skillet cookie with ice cream.
Candy canes.
Chocolate cake.
Gingerbread cookies.
No dessert for me.
And that's when you find out your friend is the Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing skillet cookie with ice cream. Are you kidding? Yum. Yeah,
me too. I don't even like ice cream, but it'll melt in a way that it makes the cookie taste like really good and gooey.
Yes, it tastes good and gooey. And if you don't like ice cream and it melts, it feels like you dipped it in milk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Time for Secret Santa. What does your wrapping paper look like?
Okay, this is very neat with a bow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's red and it's white.
This is. It looks like this was like recycled paper. Mm-hmm. It's like brown paper bag paper with like twine.
Yes. And then this is white boxes, which I don't think have wrapping paper on, and red bows.
This is a gift bag. Probably a person just says CVS or something.
Mm-hmm. This is a blue plaid wrapped gift with a blue bow.
This is a red and white polka dot wrapping paper with a red, maybe satin or maybe just a bow, a red bow.
Mm-hmm. That one looks like it was made by a Target employee.
It does. It looks like a Target ad.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it is.
It could be.
I mean, I'm definitely doing a bag. I love getting some tissue paper and throwing shit in a bag, baby.
Nice and easy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the recycled paper option.
Mm, that is very your aesthetic.
That's me. That's my thing.
Well,
finally, your guests want to wear matching PJs. Whoa, what a great idea. Which ones are you wearing?
Wow, what a great idea. These people, a mummy, a daddy, and a child, I think, or an aunt and uncle and the child that they're raising because a family member had a problem, are wearing red pajamas. And then the child, okay, here's why I think it is an aunt and uncle raising their sibling's kid, is because he's the kid in the middle is the only one wearing a Christmas hat. So they're allowing him to have some real fun, even though it's been a tough year for him.
You came up with that whole story because of a hat?
Yeah, and they're not really like holding on to this kid because they're still like gaining trust. All the clues are there, you guys.
I would not have gotten that at all. I mean, they look like a family to me.
They do.
They all look related.
Well, they are related because this kid is his sister's son. And she's not doing well, so she had to give the kid up. So they're raising him. But see how far away the woman is? It's because she's not blood related to this child. That's not hers. But she's like happy to help. And, you know, the kid is like not familiar with her because she's not like family. He only knows her like, you know, from a distance or whatever. And then, you know, they've only been married for like a couple of years, and he's known his uncle his whole life, so he's comfortable with him, but he's getting comfortable with her.
Got it. All right.
It's all there. The clues are all there. You think they're like a nuclear family?
They do look like a nuclear family.
No, the mom is way, this wife is younger than this husband because this is his second marriage. The clues are all there, I'm telling you.
It's also possible this is a stock photo.
It's not. This is life. Well, okay, it might be a stock photo because it applies to people's lives. So if you Google in second marriage Christmas, raising child that's not yours, but is your husband's, I'm sure that image will come up.
Oh, Kimmy's diving it in. Oh, boy. Let's see.
Dang.
I'm seeing some interesting pictures. Oh, look at this. There's like one where, is that a dad fully arms crossed and back to the child, and the child's looking at the mom? Oh, there's that one. The one next to it.
Yeah, it's
like in the shadow.
Really funny. Parent alienation?
Oh,
wow. Interesting. Oh, yeah. Parent alienation is when one parent shit talks another parent to get that kid on their side.
Ooh.
It's like I've been reading stuff on Instagram.
Yeah. Why is that coming up in your feed?
Listen, you click on one thing and the Instagram goes, oh, you're interested in parenting things?
I guess so.
I got to get my algorithm back to how I want it.
Mm-hmm. Which is ducks.
Ducks, please.
Okay. The question was, what pajamas are you wearing? And the second option is they're red and white striped, like footy pajamas, I guess.
The girls are in red and white stripes, and the boys in blue and white stripes.
This one is everyone's wearing a ho 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 red and white sweater, even the dogs.
Mm-hmm. Wait, do you know what's going on in this picture?
With the dogs?
Do you just know what's going on in this picture?
I don't. Please enlighten me.
Okay. The dog that he's holding is a new dog and has been misbehaving, but finally started behaving well, and they're all really excited about it.
Oh, that's great. But it looks like that other dog is jealous.
Very jealous. See, Sashir, I'm telling you, the picture's telling you. You know. That dog does not like the other dog. It's like, just because it behaved well today doesn't mean it's going to behave well tomorrow. I'm the best one.
And the woman's holding that dog so the dog doesn't attack the new dog.
Yes. Yes, this year. Okay. I love that I've taught you how to read a picture. Okay. This next pajama is mismatched. She said, I don't care about matching. She's wearing candy cane red and white striped leggings with slippers with a bow, maybe some sequin. And then the shirt is red with white snowflakes.
And then the last pair of pajamas are these red and I think green or blue plaid pants. Mm-hmm. And then like cotton quarter length gray shirts.
Mm-hmm. And they're dancing and dabbing because her mother-in-law is not coming. And he doesn't really like his mom anyway.
Damn.
I'm picking the last one.
Okay. I'm going to pick the ho-ho-ho matching sweaters.
Ooh, okay. That's nice.
I'm an introvert, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely an introvert. People describe you as shy, self-aware, reflective. You would much rather spend time alone than at a party full of people. This is true.
I'm also an introvert. You're definitely an introvert. People describe you as shy, self-aware, reflective. You'd rather spend time alone than at a party full of people. I mean, I don't think so.
I do think you're an introverted extrovert.
Yeah, because I do need time to recharge, but I do love being with the people.
And I think I'm an extroverted introvert.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
We have to go.
We have to go.
We have to go. Usually we answer a question, but we didn't today. And if you have a question, you can email NicoleSashir@gmail.com. We have to go. Or you could text or call the number 424-645-7003. We have to go.
Hurry. We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We have to go. We have transcripts of our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com. We gotta go.
Quickly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Quick, before we're gone. Bye.
Bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.